I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Andrew Filippone. He is Chris Muller. Donnie Football in the house. So is intern Jack. Mike Tomlin lying to us to start the show. He said he does that from time to time in press conferences. He doesn't tell the truth. Sometimes he just tells the media things he thinks they want to hear. Other times he doesn't want to let you inside what's actually happening with the Steelers. We know that's a lie. We know that Mike Tomlin believes that his starting quarterbacks need to play some in the preseason. So why is Mike Tomlin, after 18 years, 19 years on the job, why is he doing a 180? Because as Craig Riley, our boss, used to say about the Steelers when he was doing the show with us, and it was like his siren call that he would always bring up his whenever the team was in trouble or not performing, he would say, Mike Tomlin does not want to have a tough conversation. And I think that's what this is. He doesn't want to rock the boat. It's the first evidence, it's the first example we have so far of Aaron Rodgers bossing Mike Tomlin around and not Mike Tomlin being the ultimate supervisor or boss or leader of the Steelers. He's making Tomlin break his own rule.
He doesn't want to do it. He's not going to do it. Mike says, okay. I'd be actually fine with this if it extended to certain portions of the regular season, like, Mike, I don't want to just work the sidelines and throw a ball that's either my guy or out of bounds. I'm going to utilize the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put the ball in some peril. That's how an NFL offense has to run.
Okay, so you actually bring up something that's interesting about this. Good job, Malzi. You have already, and I don't know if this was your
Donnie,
intention.
Patronized. Good job, Malzi.
It is.
Pat me on the head here.
I did not talk to you pre-show about this. I don't know if this was your intention. But you just turned this into a big positive because Russell Wilson had a calf issue last year and Mike Tomlin made him play in the last preseason game. Like, he still made the guy go out there. All right, Russ, show me you can do it. Russ did. They orchestrated a touchdown drive. The injury was aggravated at some point, and then Justin Fields ended up playing in Atlanta for the first six games of the year. He made the starter play because that's what Mike Tomlin has always done since he took over in 2007. You know, unless this is he like learned a lesson, a light bulb went off that quarterbacks can get hurt in the preseason, or I think more likely, Mike knows Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play. He doesn't prefer to play. And he's going to kowtow to a player that Aaron Rodgers said, and I quote, "He talks to me more like he's my friend than he does a coach." That's the relationship here. But you just said, even though Tomlin negatively gets portrayed or spun as a player's coach, I think a lot of Steelers fans trust Aaron Rodgers more than they do Mike Tomlin. And if Mike Tomlin's getting out of the way for Aaron Rodgers, then maybe you're right, Chris. Maybe this is actually a good omen for them this year.
I think Mike proved by making Russ play and Russ aggravates the injury, and the injury first happened because of a guy Mike clearly brought in to be the strength and conditioning coach because he was previously at Boston College, a weird jump, extended to both Fields as a quarterback once the real bullets started flying, and then certainly to Wilson, which was... Now you have a pattern of behavior across multiple quarterbacks that they just weren't going to test certain parts of the field, and across multiple coordinators. They just weren't really going to be the team that attacked the middle because that's where the most defenders are. And if he wasn't going to let Justin Field, or if he wasn't going to let Russell Wilson do it, you were going to start to wonder, like, who would he let do this? That guy is at worst a fringe Hall of Famer. Some people would tell you he's probably safely in. If this is a prelude to, I'm letting Aaron Rodgers because he's got four MVPs and he cooked me in a Super Bowl once and like delivered like a great performance in that game to keep me from winning my second.
Yeah.
If this all means he's going to let him run the offense the way he sees fit, and quickly, Aaron Rodgers sees it fit to run the Steelers offense more aggressively, I would consider that a net win. Because I can tell you this much, if I'm going to watch the Tomlin-Rodgers partnership and I'm going to watch that offense this year, I at least would like them, this is another thing I like to say, if Craig likes to say Mike doesn't like to have tough conversations, you know this is one of my beliefs. I would rather watch the Steelers offensively go out on their shield as a, like a boxer analogy, like go out throwing punches,
yeah,
than just sit there in the corner with their gloves up and hope that they can do enough to survive.
So you're assuming that Rodgers does have more of an aggressive mentality. I'm not so sure about that.
Regular season Rodgers, I think he might. Playoff Rodgers is another story. He has very infamously turtled in the playoffs.
Oh, great.
And would you agree that I'm telling an accurate tale? He'll have these crazy regular seasons where the numbers are gaudy. And then I remember the San Francisco game in recent years being like a particularly glaring example. He's got them at home. They've got Jimmy effing Garoppolo as their quarterback, not exactly Otto Graham. He just didn't take chances. He played poorly, and he looked like a guy who was gun-shy.
He's got the same resume problem Tomlin does since that Super Bowl. He's 7-9 in the playoffs since he beat the Steelers. Donnie, did Chris, the power of his rhetoric, is it working on you? Twisting this as a positive. It might actually be a good thing.
I'm doing this for Adrian in the YouTube chat who said, boys, you better bring some positivity today. And look at me. I deliver like the mailman.
It's actually a good thing that Rodgers isn't playing tomorrow night. Do you agree with that?
I've always been a fan of guys getting their toes wet, getting their feet wet, especially if they're new with the team or with the offense. Like, okay, TJ Watt not playing, that's whatever. He showed us in 2020.
I agree with you on that. I wouldn't play Watt either.
Cam Hayward doesn't need it.
I agree with that too.
But even though Aaron Rodgers has been doing this thing for two decades at a high level, he's never been with the Steelers. He's never worked with this offense. He's never worked with DK Metcalf, who also won't play in a game setting. He's never worked with anybody else in this offense.
Yep.
He hasn't worked with Zach Frazier, his center, in a game setting.
And there have been snafus between those two throughout camp, Chris.
Yeah.
Snafus.
It has not been a great camp for Frazier as far as that particular aspect
He's
of the game.
He's got like the Mason Cole bug.
Yeah, it's a pretty fundamental thing. Hasn't Sharping or whatever been pretty bad with those two? I already forget his actual last name. But they've had struggles there.
But that's something you would want to work on, just general like communication, cadence, simple things.
And Donnie, I think Tomlin agrees with you, which is why we're having this conversation right now. It's like Aaron Rodgers is getting his way. This is like the first thing we see where Aaron Rodgers, like in a maybe a battle between Tomlin and Rodgers as to what's best for the team, Rodgers wins this round.
And I think you guys brought it up on yesterday's show or on Monday. Ben Roethlisberger played in the preseason, even in his last year.
Yeah.
He was in a new offense.
Yep.
He played in a preseason game, just one of them, but he at least did it. A drive or two, he got his work done.
And that a little birdie told me that Ben does disagree with this.
This also doesn't...
A little birdie told me that Ben believes that Rodgers should be playing in this game tomorrow. I don't think Ben said that on his podcast, but I think that's Ben's opinion, and maybe he doesn't want that out there, and I just blurted it out there.
Well, if that's true, I'm a little surprised because I think Rodgers is one of the few guys Ben sees as a peer stylistically and otherwise, and I would think he'd want a guy like that to be able to call whatever shot he wanted.
It doesn't really give me a great feeling that we won't see the offense altogether and Rodgers until the very first real game of the season. It makes it very easy for the offense to come out flat, Rodgers to come out flat. And
if that happens, whose fault is it? Would you put that on Tomlin or would you put that on Rodgers?
I mean, ultimately, the head coach should have the say of who plays in preseason games. He is still the head coach. I don't care if he acts like a buddy more than anything. He is still the head coach. I mean, it's like if Craig tells me to do something, like we can have a good relationship, but in the end, he is still my superior. If he tells me that he wants me to do something, I normally do it.
But Tomlin knows that Rodgers is a prickly guy. And if he says you're playing even though you don't want to, he doesn't want there to be any kind of tension in the relationship.
It's been a good vibes time with
right.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's standing down on this, man. He's conceding this argument, and we know he has said the same thing about these games for almost 20 years.
He made such a pitch.
You got to spar to box.
He made such a pitch to get Rodgers here, though, that he, I think, is playing it by the numbers of, I've got to keep the guy that I desperately tried to get to come here, who did come here. I've got to keep things copacetic with him, at least until the regular season, and then presumably he'll submit to being coached if I feel the need. But why I'm saying it's a positive is very, I guess, specific, and I would want to clarify my position. I'm actually with, like, Donnie and with you and, I guess, with Ben. I'd like to see Rodgers play a series or two, but if this leads to Rodgers having, like, full say-so, over the offensive philosophy.
Because you trust him more than Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith.
Yes, just more so, like, if Aaron Rodgers is given full reign to actually use the whole field and not play this play-not-to-lose offensive style, I will consider this part of it, a very small blip on the radar. And the other part is you say, who's to blame if they come out rickety in week one? It is ultimately on the coach. It's just a weird dynamic in this town where I think people have wanted the quarterback to have more power over the coach for a long time.
And Ben did for a while.
And what would happen, though, was there were times Ben was actually the guy in the wrong who made the bad play, and guess what it would turn into? It's Mike Tomlin's fault that Ben didn't play a better game.
There are only 11 starting quarterbacks who haven't played in the preseason. Of those 11, two are with new teams. So 9 of 11 are holdovers. Only two new starters haven't played in the preseason. Those two are both old farts, Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers. The difference is Flacco was in Cleveland 2 years ago, so he knows the offense. So you could make the case that Aaron Rodgers is the only guy in a new system that's not getting acclimated or acquainted with it in preseason ball.
He's going to start ice cold week one. Let's go. Let's make sure it works.
Here is Nate and Cranberry on the Fan. Hello, Nate. Nate?
You got Nate and Baldwin. Is that?
Oh, Nate and Baldwin's fine. Hello, Nate.
That's all right. My fault. Hey, yeah, I just want a quick point. Like, what I'm not getting here is, they run the analytics on this, if I'm not mistaken, and like year after year, it seems like the teams that put starters in the most in preseason, although they might start cold, usually have the better longevity health-wise. And like, given what Rodgers is coming off of with the Achilles injury and Mike Tomlin's propensity to have more hitting at practice, right, which usually results in them having, you know, a lot of injuries come week one. I mean, I'm really not worried about Aaron Rodgers, you know, learning the offense, you know. I don't know. Your thoughts, guys?
Well, learning the offense is different from playing in the offense. I don't doubt that he knows the offense.
Like, I would just love to have them have maybe six total plays, even if it was 2-3 and outs. Like, hey, we got out there. He even said Frazier's used to making a bunch of these checks, and he had to get Frazier used to saying, like, no, I make the checks. Don't worry about it. I just would want like 6 to 10 plays if that was all it was. Hey, this is a dress rehearsal. We're going to go out there. We're not going to be completely ice cold.
Let's see.
And we're going to go from
let's
there.
Let's see if Steelers fans have an opinion.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On this.
Yo, this is Larry Foote, two-time Super Bowl champ. You're listening to the PM team on 93.7 The Fan.
Thanks, Larry. By the way, there's more where that came from. There are some Steelers luminaries who have lined up to...
I feel like you've probably got another...
Voice
and there's
for
another...
Us.
Like, there's going to be something in there that's a... And there's another, like, Eeyore Mulsey take or something. You got somebody to say something that makes fun of me. At some point.
Maybe I'll get our big voice guy to do more work like this.
The countdown is on. Only 15 days until Pittsburgh faces New York. And here's some of your favorite number 15s. Bobby Shaw, Ed Brown, Steve Bono.
Steve Bono.
Bobby Shaw never even wore 15. Ben Skoranek is there right now. He's a scrappy white receiver.
Bono.
Just use him. Hello, hello. All right.
I mean, what were they saying when he was playing quarterback for the Steelers? We're back here at Three Rivers, where the streets have no name as long as Bono is suiting up at quarterback.
It's been a Sunday, bloody Sunday for the Steelers as Bono is out with an injury.
Watching this guy play is bound to give you vertigo based on his struggles with the Steelers this afternoon.
Sun shining on the Three Rivers, you might say it's a beautiful day here as Bono gets under center.
Bono! Steve Bono.
No love for Willie Reed in that promo. Plus, the funniest thing about it, that's the one that just ran. We are not 15 days
no,
away,
18
folks.
Days.
We are 18, so you do not have to adjust your calendar.
I just...
Steve Bono.
They couldn't have gotten Johnny Blood in there from his electrifying time with the team.
I can't wait to hear what other names get butchered.
Hello.
I can't get that out of my head. Uno, dos, tres,
catorce.
With Steve Bono out there. You know the best part about this? Jack's too young to even realize that it was a
U2 reference.
No,
or that he
a
was
malaprop.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know. He doesn't remember Steve Bono.
I only really remember him as like Niners and what Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't really think of him as obviously as a
Steeler. He was a scab.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
That's how we got in.
Who was the famous scab in baseball? Kevin Millar was scabbed in the. Wasn't he?
Yep.
He crossed the picket line in '94.
So was Brian Daubach. Do you remember him, Don?
I don't remember him.
I remember him, the catcher from the Red Sox. Did you guys know that Brian Dawkins is related to the late Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder? I found that out
today. Did you know that Daryl Dawkins' son is... Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how I found out. I was listening to one... Because I told you guys, I've been way more into college football, and they were breaking down Penn State on this podcast I was listening to. His son is their starting center and a cousin of Brian Dawkins.
By the way... Did you see the ESPN list of the best players in college football this year?
I did not see
this. They put Aller ahead of Arch Manning.
I assume that's because Arch Manning hasn't like played many
games. Arch Manning is the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy this year.
I know. Who did it? Did like one person make the list?
He's the nephew of Peyton Manning and Eli Manning.
Well, that shouldn't
necessarily matter. He's the grandson of Archie Manning.
That shouldn't necessarily matter.
Okay, but he comes in with great stock in terms of bloodlines. We've watched Drew Aller blow in big games. If I had to bet who's going to be a better quarterback, Arch Manning in that offense with that play caller or Drew Aller, it's top 100 was a projection for this year. Like, Desmond Reed was in the 50s. I think Desmond Reed might be a better college football player than Drew
Aller. Is Kyle Lewis in there?
I don't think so, actually.
Isn't he a preseason first-team All-America?
Yeah, I'd have to double-check that, but I don't think he made the list.
Who was number one on the list?
I already forgot.
Who should be the number one guy, then, if he's ahead of Arch?
Jack said it's Jeremiah Smith.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's obvious. Yeah, we should have known that. Wonder where my guy Lenora Sellers is.
I think he's like in the top 10.
He should be.
I think he's ahead of Aller.
He should be.
I agree. Jeremy Fowler said that Dalton Risner, it's a name no one knows. I'm saying like the football, like you have to be a real psycho for football to recognize that name, is visiting the Steelers. It's another one of these visits. Malzi, I love this move. I want them to sign him immediately.
Instant depth.
Here's this guy's story. I'm not even sure depth. He's 30 years old. He hurts his back, and he's a guard, okay? He played right guard. He gets hurt in training.
Second-round pick pedigree-wise.
He gets hurt in training camp with the Vikings last year. He goes on IR. He comes back in November. This is on a 14-win team, right?
Yeah.
He comes back in November. He immediately goes into the starting lineup. He starts 10 games for a 14-win team. In those 10 games, here are the number of penalties he had. Zero. Here are the number of sacks he gave up. Zero. PFF gave him, out of 134 guards, they gave him the 13th best pass blocking grade in the entire league.
Malzi, so my usual question is, what does the league know or think they know about him that everyone else doesn't?
If this guy's healthy...
Sign him.
Not only that, I'm not sure he's worse than McCormick,
He's a left guard by trade, typically.
He played right last year.
I know, but...
Cabali's brought it up. He's not sure that Sayamalu's going to make it through the entire season.
That's the real reason I think it's a slam dunk if you can get him here and sign him, because Sayamalu is really good, also dodgy on the health front. This is like... It's not just depth. It's like extreme quality depth. It's signing a guy who is a true like starting caliber player and either starting him over McCormick, a young guy, or just waiting in the wings with him until somebody gets hurt. Or it's kind of, even then, it could be to kick McCormick in the ass a little bit and make sure he knows.
Donnie,
he's
you played
stay
interior
in play.
Offensive line. How impressive do you think it is in 10 games the guy didn't commit a penalty or give up a sack? In 10 starts.
I mean, it's impressive no matter where you're at on the offensive line. It's impressive to not commit a penalty whatsoever, but to not give up a sack is very good. And he was on a good team, like you said. It wasn't like he went in and got to play for some 3-4-5 win team. The guy played for one of the best teams in the NFC.
Did you see what Trey Essex said about Andrus Pete Moss? Andrus Pete?
Mm-mm.
He said, I've watched both preseason games. He's been the Steelers' best offensive lineman. How about that? And I think that their tackles have looked good.
I was going to say, Jones has looked fine, and Fautanu, I think, I've been skeptical about some of the praise he's gotten. I think he's looked like
a
monster.
So for a former Steelers Super Bowl champ who played offensive line to crunch tape and say this guy came off the couch and looks like their best offensive lineman is...
He knows ball. He definitely knows ball.
But I'm not going to look at that as a negative on the starters, because I think they've been fine, although in run blocking, they have not been. But that was a shrewd insurance policy move by them. And they get him, and they throw him right at left tackle, Donnie.
I don't think it's bad to have those veterans. I mean, if they end up making this move too, it's certainly not a bad idea to have those guys as like your, you know, top two.
Think about how much linemen,
because the guys that have been playing late in these preseason games have left a good bit of meat on the bone.
But Donnie, how would you fashion an argument that McCormick's better than Risner? Risner started more than McCormick has.
Risner started on a pretty consistent team, just sub Pro Bowl level player.
And he made zero mistakes.
He's been a slightly sub Pro Bowl level player for his whole career, which is good. He's a second round pick. He's got more pedigree too than McCormick. I'll tell you what, in an era where we hear people, it's not just like the Kabbalis of the world who watch this stuff, it's the people who actually played offensive line. They say it's harder than ever to get guys who are consistently good because of how little reps they get. If you could have, theoretically, 7 starter-quality linemen on your team...
Yeah, I'd be a huge fan of that.
You'd be insane not to do it and to take that opportunity.
I'd get him here, and I'd make him, and I'd sign him to a deal immediately today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself, and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, you're going to hear what Ben Roethlisberger had to say after watching joint practices regarding Aaron Rodgers' foray into Steelers football. He had big takes that we want you to hear. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And by the way, you can listen to us on demand anywhere, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. On the hotline, we have NFL on CBS reporter based in Pittsburgh. She will call the Rams and Browns on Saturday in the preseason finale in Cleveland. I'm talking about Aditi Kinkabala going all access with her. Quick pit stop on the Browns before we get to the Steelers, Aditi. Do you think Kenny will play on Saturday against LA?
I think they're hoping that he can, but I don't know that he can. They've been extremely cautious in not pushing him. He had a great first week. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski was very impressed with his speed, went out of his way to say that we know that they liked his athleticism. They feel that he can take care of the ball, but then he hurt the hamstring. It was pretty significant. And as much as he wanted to push it because he feared losing ground, the Browns were not going to let him potentially do more damage or be a lesser version of himself. And it's just been a matter of wait and see. And we haven't had our production meeting this week with the coaching staff, but when I asked last week, Kevin Stefanski just said, I hope. That's it.
If Kenny, given the way that first week went, hadn't gotten hurt, do you think he'd be the opening day starter in Cleveland?
Great question.
It's so hard to say. I think he had a really, really good chance. But, I mean, he literally got hurt 4 or 5 days in.
Which has been part of
the
problem.
I know that they set him up. Look, they were giving him the first team rep. Back in the spring, they were giving Flacco almost no reps. And they said to Joe Flacco, we know exactly what we get from you. We need to see what we get from these other guys. But Kenny was consistently taking all of the first team reps. And even once he got hurt on 7-on-7, the throwing that he could do.
Yeah.
He was still working with the ones. So it's certainly the Browns were hopeful. The Browns wanted to see him do well. The Browns believed that he could. But this is the reality of life in the NFL. You get hurt, and at a position like this, you see it with Shedeur Sanders and the oblique injury.
Everyone went way too crazy after that game. I know you called it, and it's on the Browns broadcast, so you have to be careful what you say here. My God, was the just reaction to that game just ridiculous. He played fine. He made a couple of really good throws in the red zone. But, you know, the Nike ad and the way he showed up for the game and then what people said nationally after it was just nauseating, wasn't
it? I agree, Pony. It's nauseating when people put a ton of stock in somebody's preseason performance.
Well, from a fifth-round pick, absolutely.
Terrible when people make huge, sweeping, MVP-like proclamations based on the guy playing well.
Well, maybe do it in 3 preseason games and not 1, Chris, and we can talk.
I think that the whole point in all of this is that so little, there are things... So little of what fans read into and see, and I don't mean this in a patronizing way at all, but so much of what fans see in a preseason game is a teeny, teeny, teeny part of the evaluation process. And so Shedeur Sanders definitely did some good things. He showed great demeanor. He had very good poise. Even when things went wrong, he stayed cool and level-headed.
Like when Deontay dropped the ball.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I was standing right there. That I would actually say Shedeur got much better as the game went on and throwing that pass did not have tremendous touch on it, and it was high.
Oh.
It would have been a hard...
Okay.
And he got better throwing the ball as the game went on, and he himself said that to me, that he settled in a little bit more. But things that you have to consider... The Panthers were running the most basic defense possible, and it's not like the Panthers' defense is the Eagles' defense. The Browns were running very, very, very simple offense. There was almost no pre-snap motion. Each week they're adding more of that, and it is a significant part of their offense. So you weren't asking your rookie quarterback the first time out.
Oh, yeah, you're preaching to
the
choir
reading
here.
Really exotic defenses or coverages or manage a lot pre-snap. But he got in and out of the huddle well. He showed good poise. He made good throws. You know, all of those things are good. But
he did it against the defense that gave up the most points in NFL history last year. Literally. That is a true statement. The worst.
Yeah.
The most ever.
Yeah.
Aditi.
But again, I don't want to denigrate either of these young men in either way. And I don't want to say that I'm taking sides.
Pony does want to denigrate some of them, and that's why he likes to bring this up.
I said it from the very beginning. Let me do the denigrating, and she was going to give a level-headed opinion because she's calling the games for the Browns.
All right, Aditi, I want an opinion
on
this.
Maybe just because I'm level-headed. Can it just be because I am indeed a reasonable voice?
Yeah, that's fine. I want to switch to the Steelers here because that is the team that we are going to be watching keenly as they play their traditional preseason finale tomorrow against the Panthers. Noteworthy by his absence tomorrow will be Aaron Rodgers. Jerry Dulac's been covering this team for, I would say, 30 years or thereabouts, Aditi, and he tweeted out that this season will mark the first time since at least pre-Ben Roethlisberger being drafted, which was 21 years ago, where a presumptive Steelers starting quarterback played zero snaps in the preseason. Mike Tomlin, we know, has always wanted his quarterback to at least knock a little bit of rust off. What do you make of the fact that Aaron Rodgers, new offense, new team, will not play a single preseason snap?
He's on the record saying he's happy to play. He's on the record saying that he would get out there. Mike Tomlin is making that decision. Sean McVay doesn't play his starters, and he's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but Mike Tomlin used to sit down in a room with you and say you need to spar to box, and then Malzi said that everything of what Malzi said is factually accurate. Ben Roethlisberger, in his last year, played almost an entire half of a preseason game, Aditi.
I'm not... Do you want me to say that I agree or I can see this? Or
no,
I
it feels like Mike is catering.
I think you need to play.
It feels like Mike is catering to Aaron Rodgers here, Aditi. That's our thesis statement here, is that it feels like he worked very hard to bring this guy in. That was priority one this offseason. He acknowledged he had a feeling.
Why are you so sure that it's Aaron Rodgers saying, I don't want to go out there?
Because Aaron Rodgers has also said joint practices are more important and he doesn't need to play in the preseason.
But that's true. Joint practices are more important.
Well, he
it's
said he doesn't
like you're
need
facing
to play.
A good team. If you're facing a good team and you're getting really good looks, and I was at the Browns-Eagles joint practices last week, those were, I would say, significant competition. You had an Eagles defense that has an enormous defensive front running real actual defense against the Browns offensive line. You had the Browns defensive front, which is much better than I think anybody realizes right now, at least deeper and better than in my, I don't know, in the last half dozen years at least, running against one of the best offensive lines in the NFL in the Eagles offensive line. That's significant. That's real competition. Both teams are running real offense, not what you see in preseason games.
By the
way, there is some validity to that.
By the way, Aditi's visit.
But I think the operation.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to read the sponsor for you.
I just think it's important to run through the operation.
Yes, I agree. You now have a new sponsor, Tap Brick Oven in Poorhouse in Greensburg, is now a proud sponsor of Aditi's visits.
That's awesome that you say that. Well,
Eric Jones
is indeed a longtime friend of our families. He and my husband were college roommates.
I knew all this.
Oh, well, why am I just hearing about it?
That's why I'm saying shout out Eric Jones. What's up, Eric?
Oh, hello, Eric. Congratulations on being so closely.
I don't know if Eric realized that we changed the time today because of my daughter's kindergarten meet and greet.
Oh,
if he follows us on Twitter like he should, then he knows. Aditi, one of the reasons I asked you the first thing about Rodgers and not playing in the preseason and kind of gave you what our take on it is, which is that we think he's kind of dictating terms a little bit to Mike, or Mike is adhering to Rodgers' wishes here that he doesn't really want to play in these preseason games, is to ask you this. I actually turned it into a bit of a positive when we started the show by saying if it extends into the regular season where Rodgers has way more leeway than Fields did last year, or even Russ Wilson did last year, to use the whole field, to throw the ball all over, and Mike's not looking over his shoulder, I would call that a good thing. Like, I couldn't ignore the fact, even though I think Russ is not going to be very good for the Giants, that he threw about, what, a 60-yard bomb down the middle for a preseason almost touchdown to the
Bo
one.
Bo Collins.
Bo Collins catches it. We didn't see him do that once, attack the middle of the field like that. And so I'm wondering if you think Rodgers will get more leash in terms of how he's actually allowed to play in the regular season from Mike.
Yes.
How much?
But it's that simple. Yeah, I just think yes, yes. I think that Mike Tomlin has and should have, and rightfully so, has more faith and trust in Aaron Rodgers, his accuracy, his ability to throw the ball, his decision-making, any and all of that.
Cam Hayward was back practicing yesterday in pads, but all the reporting around it is there's been no progress on getting a renegotiated deal done. Based on all your knowledge of being around the Steelers, what do you think happens when a player takes the first step and he is the one who extends the olive branch and not the other way around, Aditi?
You'd like to hope that that was a sign of not giving up, but a sign of, okay, maybe this is a good faith gesture on my part that we're going to meet in some way. But I can't guarantee that that's the case. The player doesn't have the leverage here.
Yeah. All right,
and
Aditi.
That's far too often in the National Football League.
Well, enjoy watching Stetson Bennett trying to set more preseason records with the way he played against the Chargers last week.
We'll see how it goes. I'm getting excited for the regular season, though.
Yeah,
aren't you guys?
I think we are too.
I certainly am not getting that excited for Steelers-Panthers tomorrow night, but I feel like that's where most people's heads are at.
Thank you, Aditi. We'll talk again soon.
Have fun, guys, and thanks again for changing the time on for me.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.